at 6:20, this is KERA News. I'm Justin Martin with a special report on the National Rifle Association's annual meeting in downtown Dallas. Fans inside the K. Bailey Hutchison Convention Center and opponents outside had something in common: sharp memories of mass shootings in a small-town Texas church and a suburban Florida school. Immediately after the Parkland shooting, President Trump spoke of tightening some gun regulations. But today, as KERA's Stella Chavez reports, he and Vice President Mike Pence came to town to pump up the faithful.
Both Pence and Trump assured 8,000 people that they have friends in the White House.
Your Second Amendment rights are under siege, but they will never, ever be under siege as long as I'm your president.
Trump praised Texans for a history of defending their rights. He cited a banner the troops flew during the Battle of Gonzales.
On the banner, they painted a cannon along with four words that echoed through the ages. And you know what it is? It said, "Come and take it. Come and take it."
Trump also noted Dallas police officer Rogelio Santander, who was killed last month in the line of duty.
And we mourn together with the entire Dallas Police Department. It's a great police department. A police force that has lost too many heroes, but has never lost its will to protect and to serve you.
The mass shooting last fall at a church in Sutherland Springs was also mentioned. Pence praised Stephen Wilford, an NRA member who shot at the suspect that day.
When one man heard the gunshots, he ran toward the danger, his firearm in hand. He shot the attacker twice, and with another man's help, they pursued that murderer in a high-speed chase. While the losses that day were indescribable, what was clear later is that it actually could have been worse.
That moment captured a central argument of this convention, that arming people can be a form of protection. Stella Chavez, KERA News.
Outside the convention center, rain fell most of the day. And early on, about a dozen folks huddled under a tent at Dallas City Hall Plaza. And several told KERA Stephanie Quell why they're planning to protest the NRA this weekend.
My name is Julia Heilerain, and I was one of the head organizers for the TX Capitol Walkout for Gun Safety.
My name is Olivia Hoffman. I am also one of the lead organizers for the Texas Capitol Walkout. I'm here because I'm really sick of the anxiety that I have to go through when I walk through those school doors. Every time I hear a book drop, I think, what if it's gunshots, you know? What if I don't get to go home today?
Adults don't know where we're coming from. Adults don't get it. When there is a chip bag popped in the cafeteria and everyone suddenly goes quiet, I mean, you can silence an entire massive room of teenagers with that. And so I think that, I mean, the reason that we're leading this is because we experience that fear, we experience that kind of anxiety, and we've seen this happen over and over again. And I think that it is adults' legal and moral responsibility to take care of their children, and yet they haven't done that. The adults around us are failing us, and so we have to take care of ourselves and grow up a lot faster than we should have to.
My name is Ed Scruggs. I'm vice chair of the board of directors of Texas Gun Sense and also the spokesman. We represent the very firm majority of Texans that support common sense, respectable gun laws. A recent poll by Quinnipiac showed that an overwhelming majority of Texans favor stricter gun laws, background checks on every gun sale, a federal ban on assault-style weapons. That's major news, and it shows that the ground is shifting here in Texas. But inside the arena today, that is not representing the majority of Texans.
My name is Victoria Coy. I am the End the Gun Violence Program and Campaign Manager for Amnesty International USA.
The human rights crisis is being carried out on our city streets. We have parts of South Dallas, parts of New Orleans, parts of Chicago that live with gun violence at rates that are akin to conflict zones. That means that folks living in those places are unable to engage in any of their human rights free from the threat of violence. We have seen shootings driven by religion, by personal relationships, domestic violence. But while the motivations change, the means remain the same: easy and unfettered access to guns. We know that in states with things like comprehensive background checks and other common sense laws, they see fewer gun homicides. And it's not a coincidence. The data is very clear that gun laws work and that smart gun laws save lives.
That was Victoria Coy, and before her, Julia Heilrain, Olivia Hoffman, and Ed Scruggs. A rally is set to start in a few minutes outside Dallas City Hall. And at 7 tonight, the protesters will be holding a die-in outside the convention center. More protests are planned throughout the day tomorrow. Meanwhile, back inside the convention center, there's an exhibit hall full of folks who are just there to geek out over the latest guns and gear. KERA's Christopher Connolly stopped by.
Inside the sprawling exhibition hall, 800 vendors spread out across more than 15 acres. Firearms take center stage, but there's so much more. Accessories like scopes and holsters and carrying cases and gun safes. Then there are the knife sellers and archery suppliers and outdoor gear manufacturers. You can even buy bright pink glittery pepper spray.
My dad would buy me the ugly pepper spray when I was in college. My mom and I were like, "Dad, this is not cute. We don't have it with us. We throw it in the junk drawer. Forget about it."
Andy Atterbury launched the pepper spray company Bling Sting 5 years ago in Dallas. Her tagline, super sparkly safety stuff. It's her first year with a booth at the NRA convention, and she says it's better than any trade show she's ever been to.
This audience is here to spend actual money.
Last year, 69% of NRA convention attendees spent more than $100 in the visitors' hall. And here's the thing, you can't actually buy firearms or ammunition here. Still, gun and ammo manufacturers, big and small, are here. David Elrod from Aguila Ammunition says you gotta show up to talk about your product.
The hottest item right now is the mini shell. It's only 1.75 inches long. You can put like 25 in a KSG Kel-Tec. People love it for home defense, because we make it in buckshot and slug.
With so much to see, you've also got to up your game to get attention. Aguila has comfy chairs and phone chargers to draw people in. Other booths blast videos with dramatic soundtracks and high production values. Then there are all the simulators and virtual reality setups for people to play with. At the Taylors and Company booth, lots of old-timey-looking revolvers are on display, ones with ornate decorative engraving and polished wood handles. Ashley Loy's grandmother founded the company 30 years ago.
They're primarily made in Italy. They are available in a lot of finishes these days, a lot of calibers. They're really nice for a lot of different types of shooters, youth, guys, cowboy action shooters.
Nationwide, gun sales have been slumping lately. Some point to politics. When Barack Obama was president, gun sales spiked as collectors bought high-power weapons in case they were banned. Now, with Donald Trump in office, those concerns have largely dissipated, so the pressure's off to buy. For Loy's family company, though, sales have remained strong.
Obviously, you've seen some fluctuation with the times, especially towards the more modern firearms, semi-automatics, that kind of thing. But our product, you know, really stands the test of time, just like it did in history.
Kerry Lewis owns High Caliber Manufacturing in Virginia, where he customizes guns. One of his display rifles is tricked out with a Transformers logo and Optimus Prime colors.
We do Cerakote, powder coat, hydrographics, deep laser engraving.
Lewis waited for 4 years before he was able to get a booth at the NRA convention last year. He says it's worth the wait to get face-to-face with tens of thousands of potential customers. And he says exhibiting at NRA conventions gives you credibility among gun enthusiasts.
We're a small business, yes, but, you know, I'm not doing this in my mom's basement. Like, we're legit, and, you know, we're here to take care of you and do whatever we can do to make your firearm be your own.
And for that, he says, he'll come back year after year. Christopher Connolly, KERA News.
Keep an eye on KERANews.org all weekend for coverage of the protests and the NRA annual meeting. And an additional note, the NRA has provided financial support to KERA. For the night, mostly cloudy skies, a 30% chance of rain later on, a low around 58 this evening. Tomorrow should be mostly sunny with a high around 82. At 6:30, this is KERA News.